Will you please turn to the book of Acts?
我们请翻到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章。
We will read from verse 42 through verse 47.
我们从第四十二节读到四十七节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 42.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节。
And they persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles, in breaking of bread and prayers. And fear was upon every soul, and many wonders and signs took place through the apostles' means. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and substance, and distributed them to all.According as anyone might have need. And every day, being constantly in the temple with one accord, and breaking bread in the house, they receive their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the assembly daily,Those that were to be saved.
使徒行传第二章第四十二节，四十二节到四十七节，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、擘饼、祈祷。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切在殿里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
The Book of Revelation，
启示录。
Revelation Chapter 3，
启示录第三章。
We will read from verse 7 through verse 11.
我们从第七节读到第十一节。
To the angel of the assembly in Philadelphia write, These things says the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open. I know thy works,Behold, I have set before thee an open door, which no one can shut, because thou hast a little power, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I make them of the synagogue of Satan, who say that they are Jews and are not, but lie. Behold, I will cause that they shall come and shall do homage before thy feet,And shall know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee out of the hour of trial, which is about to come upon the whole habitable world, to try them that dwell upon the earth. I come quickly. Hold fast what thou hast, that no one take thy crown.
你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关关了就没有人能开的锁我知道你的行为你越有一点力量也曾遵守我的道没有弃绝我的名看啊我在你面前给你一个敞开的门是无人能关的那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人其实不是犹太人乃是说谎的我要使他们来在你脚前下拜也使他们知道我是已经爱你了你既遵守我忍耐的道我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你免去你的试炼我必快来你要持守你所有的免得人夺去你的冠冕
And the same book of Revelation chapter 22
启示录第二十二章
We'll read from verse 1 through verse 5.
从第一节读到第五节。
And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, going out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of his street and of the river, on this side and on that side, the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, in each month yielding its fruit, and the leaves of the tree for healing of the nations. And there is no curse shall be any more. And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name is on their foreheads. And night shall not be any more, and no need of lamp, and light of the sun. For the Lord God shall shine upon them, and they shall reign to the ages of ages.
第二十二章第一节到第五节，天使又指示我在城内街道当中一条生命水的河，明亮如水晶，从神的羔羊的宝座流出来，在河这边与那边有生命树，结十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上的叶子乃为医治万民，以后再没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面，他的名字必写在他们的额上。不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光日光，因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to thank Thee for inviting us to Thy table.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你邀请我们来到你的桌子。
It is indeed a table of love.
的确是充满了爱的桌子。
How abundant is Thy table?
你的桌子是多么的丰富。
It is Thy blood and Thy body that are being given to us.
是你自己的血和你自己的身体给了我们。
Dear Lord, we owe everything to Thee.
亲爱的主，我们欠你一切。
And Thou art truly everything to us.
你的确是我们一切的一切。
We want to thank Thee for all that Thou hast done for us.
我们感谢你，你为我们做的一切的事。
We thank Thee for Thy love that loves us to the uttermost.
我们感谢你对我们的爱，那个爱到爱我们一直到极处。
We thank Thee for the privilege of gathering again in Thy presence.
我们感谢你给我们一个特权，在你的面前聚集。
We wait for Thee to speak to us.
我们等候你向我们说话。
We are but unprofitable servants.
我们只不过是无用的仆人。
But Lord, do take us in Thy own hands.
主啊，你把我们握在你自己的手中。
Fill us with thyself.
你自己充满在我们里面。
And use each and every one of us according to thy will.
主啊，根据你自己的旨意，使用我们每一个人。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们在你宝贵的名中间祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.To gather us together these days.
感谢神，这几天聚集我们在一起。
I hope we have all been in the gymnasium of Christ for about 10 days.
我盼望我们是在基督的健身房十天了。
As a matter of fact, even though you had not been formally entered that gymnasium, you have been there ever since you have been saved.
虽然你没有正式的在那个健身房里面，可是从你开始得救的那天，你就是已经在里面了。
And this morning we would like to do some assessment.
今天早上我们要回头看看。
We want to know how do you feel to be in the gymnasium of Christ.
我想要知道你在基督的健身房里面你怎么感觉。
After you have gone through some exercises,
当你经过了这些运动以后
how do you feel yourself?
你自己觉得如何？
Do you feel yourself being really helped?
你觉得你自己得了帮助吗？
Or do you feel that it is a little bit too difficult?
还是你觉得有点太难？
Do you feel you want to go on with it?
你觉得你要继续操练吗？
Or do you feel that you better quit?
还是你觉得我最好算了？
Now how is your reaction?
你的反应是如何呢？
I remember my young days.
我记得我年轻的时候。
When I was in high school, I was pretty active.
当我在高中的时候，我是蛮活动的。
I played basketball.
我打篮球。
I played table tennis.
我打乒乓。
I used Chinese boxing.
我又打这个中国的武功。
And I feel myself quite athletic.
我觉得我自己呢是一个运动员。
But then I went to college.
但是当我到大学去的时候。
We had to spend 2 years on physical education.
我们要学两年的体育。
And it includes track and field.
田径。
And also gymnasium.
还有呢健身操。
Now as a matter of fact, I have never been to a gymnasium before.
其实呢在那以前我从来没进过健身房。
So I really don't know what was going to happen.
我不知道会什么事情发生。
There are various exercises that we have to do.
有各式各样的体操我们要做。
Of course, the most simple one is push-up.
最简单的就是伏地挺身。
I have never done that before.
我从来没有做过伏地挺身。
And in the beginning, I find myself unable to do that.
一开始我觉得我不能做。
Because when I push up and fall down, I fall down to the floor.
因为我起来然后下去的时候我就倒在那个地板上。
But through exercising and practicing.
但是当我操练当我运动以后。
I was able to do some push-ups.
我可以做一些这个伏地挺身。
And we have to roof climbing.
啊我们还要学爬屋顶。
A roof.
哦对对对。
Will hang from the ceiling of the gymnasium down.
哦爬绳子一个绳子从那个健身房的顶上一直垂下来。
And towards the ceiling, it was to be wrapped very big.
那在那个房顶上它是一个绑得很牢的。
So it's hard to hold.
所以在那边你不容易抓到很大。
Then the instructor will use a stopwatch.
哦、oh, 那个教练呢他要拿一个那个码表。
And then you jump, hold on to the roof and climb to the ceiling.
那你要跳了跳起来。然后就抓到这个绳子，很快很快的到屋顶。
And you have to use your one hand to hit the ceiling.
那你要用手打一下那个房顶。
And that make you to know how many seconds you did that.
那就是可以那就决定你多少秒钟达到屋顶。
It was a little bit difficult.
这是不容易。
But by practicing, you still can do that.
但是操练了以后呢，你的确可以这样做。
Now.The hardest one for me to do.
最难的是呢
A bar was set.
就是有一个棍子放在那边一个锯马枪。
It's set, I don't know, maybe a foot or some height.
就是在有一个某一个高度。
And then you have to run towards it.
你要向那个东西跑去。
Stop.
在那里停住
，jump，
跳
，do a somersault，
翻身
，and over that bar，
跳翻过那个棍子，
My,
跳到那边
that was difficult，
那个是对我来讲非常难。
But even with such difficulty，
虽然是难
，by practicing gradually you find you're able to do that。
那么慢慢你发觉你可以这样做了。
And after you have gone through that gymnasium。
当你从健身房里做完了
I discovered one thing,
我发觉一件事情
that I was not as strong as I supposed to be.
就是说我 不像我该那么样强壮的那样强壮。
I felt myself pretty weak.
我觉得我自己是蛮软弱的。
My body did not seem to be so athletic.
我的身体好像没有像那样运动员一样。
Now what is your assessment today?
那你今天回头看你的判断是怎样？
You have been in the gymnasium of Christ in some time.
你在基督的健身房有一段日子。
Now what have you learned?
你学了什么？
What have you gone through?
你经过了什么？
And after you have gone through, how do you feel?
你经过了这样的一段日子，你感觉如何？
You feel hopeful?
你觉得是有希望吗？
Or you feel you better quit?
还是你觉得你就放弃了，算了？
Now how is your report card?
那你的那个成绩单是怎样呢？
Now that is something we would like to do this morning.
那这是今天早上我们要来看的。
Spiritual exercise is the only way to turn vision into vocation.
要把你的意向变成职业，或者是天职，或者是正业，你这个属灵的操练是唯一的一条路。
Body life is what God wants for His Son.
身体生活是神要为他儿子得到的。
He wants a body.
他要一个身体。
And in that body, he wants to express himself.
在那个身体里面，他要表现他自己。
Over 2,000 years ago,
2000年以前,
God the Son came into this world.
神的儿子就是子神，他来到这个世界上。
He took upon himself a body.
他穿上了一个身子。
It was a body that was given to him, as it were, by Mary.
这个身子呢，好像就是说是玛利亚给他的。
But actually, she was conceived through the Holy Spirit.
其实他是圣灵让她怀孕的。
So when Christ was born,
当基督生下来的时候
，He had a human body.
他有一个人的身体
，a mortal body.
一个必死的身体
，a body that was open to temptations.
这个身体呢，是有外面有诱惑的话，它是可以诱惑他的。
A body that can be corrupted.
这个身体呢，是会朽坏的。
That can be defiled.
能够被玷污的。
A body that will be fading.
这个身体呢，也是会衰残的。
Yet that body.Is a holy body.
但是那一个身体是一个圣洁的身体。
Because he did not inherit the sin of Adam.
因为他没有承继亚当的罪。
Our Lord Jesus was a perfect man.
我们主耶稣是一个完全的人。
He had everything that we had.
他有我们有的所有的事情。
The only difference is there was no sin in him.
唯一的区别是在他里头没有罪。
When we were born, we were born inheriting the sin of our forefather.
当我们生下来的时候，我们继承了我们祖宗的罪。
But when Christ was born,
但是当基督生下来的时候
，He was the holy thing.
他是那位圣者。
And in that body, he lived 33.5 years.
在那个身体里面，他生活了33年半。
In that body, he suffered temptations.
在那个身体里面，他忍受了试探。
Everything that we could be tempted, he had been tempted.
任何一个能够试探我们的，都试探了他。
And yet he sinned not.
但是他没有犯罪。
And in that body,
在那个身体里
，he taught, he worked.
他教训，他工作。
In that body, he carried out the Father's will.
在那个身体里面，他执行了父亲的旨意。
Do you think that it was easy for him to do that?
你觉得对他来说做这件事情是容易吗？
Not so.
不是的。
Because you find he had to deny himself.
你这里你发觉他必须否定他自己。
In order to obey his father.
来顺从他的父亲。
Throughout his life,
在他一生里
he walked the way of the cross.
他走十字架的路。
He laid on himself.
他放下自己。
He said, I could not do anything by myself.
他说我靠我自己我不能做任何事。
Do you think he really could not do anything on his own?
你觉得他真正不能救他自己做任何事吗？
He being the Son of God incarnated.
他是道成肉身的神的儿子。
Of course he could.
当然他可以。
But he couldn't.
但是他不能。
Because he took the form of a bond slave.
因为他取了奴仆的形象。
He wanted to be a bond slave to God.
他要对于神是一个奴仆。
He gave up his own right.
他把自己的权利放弃。
So he said, I just couldn't say anything without the Father.
他说若不是父我就不能说任何事。
I couldn't do anything without the Father.
不能做任何事。
He was obedient to his Father.
他是顺从他的父亲。
The principle of his life was obeying the Father.
他生活的原则是顺从父亲。
And he was so obedient to the Father.
他这样的顺从父亲。
That he was obedient even unto death.
他是顺从到死。
And at that, the death of the cross.
而且死在十字架上。
In that body, he accomplished the work of redemption.
在这个身体里面他完成了救赎的工作。
Then we find that how he was resurrected from the dead.
那我们看见他如何在死里面被复活。
And then he ascended up to heaven.
他升上高天。
And while he was ascended to heaven,
当他升上高天的时候
the Father anointed him with oil.
父亲就膏了他用膏油膏了他。
That is anointed with the Holy Spirit.
是用圣灵膏了他。
And that ointment began to fall down.
那个膏油就向下流。
So we find on the day of Pentecost.
所以我们看见在五旬节那天。
The Holy Spirit came down and the 120 believers were baptized into one body.
圣灵下来120个信徒就进成一个身体。
In other words,
换句话说
Now our Lord Jesus is to take upon himself another body.
现在我们的主耶稣穿上另外一个身体。
It is not that physical body that Mary gave to him.
不是那个肉身的那个身体是玛利亚给他的。
It was a corporate body.
是一个团体的身体。
We have 120 believers in the upper room in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷的小楼上有120个信徒。
And they were together praying with one accord for 10 days.
他们在一起同心合意的祷告十天。
Waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
等候圣灵降临。
And what did the Holy Spirit do?
但圣灵做了什么事呢？
The Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们。
In one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里面，他们被浸成一个身体。
Before that, they were 120 individuals.
那天以前是120个个人。
120 bodies.
120个身体。
But now the 120 bodies become one body.
可是现在这120个身体成为一个身体。
Before, they were the bodies of these individuals.
在这个以前这些个身体是属于这120个个人。
Now they are the body of Christ.
那现在这个身体是基督的身体。
Now what a change.
何等的一个改变。
Pentecost is a marvelous event.
五旬节是一个不得了的一件事。
It can never be repeated.
它不会再重新来过。
Because what was done on Pentecost continues forever.
因为在五旬节那天成就的事情一直存留到永远。
Everyone afterwards.
每一个后面的 后来的。
In the following centuries and generations.
在以后的世纪，在以后的世代。
Wherever you are.
不论你在哪里。
When you believe in the Lord Jesus.
当你相信耶稣基督。
You are not only saved.
你不但得救了。
Your sins have been forgiven.
不但你的罪被赦免了。
And you have been given life from above.
不但你从天上得到一个生命。
And the Holy Spirit also dwells in you.
不但圣灵住在你里面。
But more than that.
不只是如此。
You have been baptized in one spirit into the body of Christ.
你在一个灵里面已经进到基督的身体里。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹。
You are not just individuals.
你不是个人，你不只是个人。
You are also a member of the body of Christ.
你也是基督身体上面的肢体。
And it is the will of God.
是神的旨意。
That this body should grow.
这个身体要长大。
And what is meant by body growth?
那身体长大什么意思？
It means that this body shall grow unto the fullness of the stature of Christ.
就是说这个身体要长成基督完满的身量。
As the head is, so shall be the body.
头如何，身体也如何。
All the character of the head shall be implanted in that body.
头一切的性格都要种在他的身体里面。
The body is the fullness of the head.
身体是头的丰满。
He who fills all in all shall fill the body.
那充满万有的要充满身体里面。
The body should contain the fullness of Christ.
就是身体应该盛装基督的丰满。
And it should express the excellencies of Christ.
应该表达基督的杰出。
And as we find in the book of Acts,
当我们看到使徒行传
the book of Acts was written by Luke.
使徒行传是路加写的。
And he had a former discourse.
路加说我以前写了一个前书。
And that is the gospel according to Luke.
那就是路加福音。
And he referred to that former discourse.
路加说到我以前所写的那本书。
And that book tells us of what the Lord began to do and to teach.
所以那个以前那本书说主如何开始教训开始工作。
Now he's going to write the second discourse.
现在他要写第二本书。
It is the continuation of Christ doing and teaching.
是基督说话和工作的继续。
In Luke, Our Lord Jesus taught and worked in that physical body.
在路加福音里头，我们主说话行事在他的那个物质的身体里。
But in Acts, he continued to do and to teach in that corporate body.
但是在使徒行传里面，他继续的说话，继续的行事是在这个团体的身体里。
So this body should manifest Christ Jesus.
因此这个身体需要来彰显基督。
There is a little difference here.
这里有一点不同。
We say that when our Lord Jesus was incarnated,
我们说当我们主耶稣道成肉身
the body that he took upon himself was a mortal body.
那个身体他取得的那个身体是必死的身体。
But it was a holy body.
但是是一个圣洁的身体。
And throughout that life, you find holiness is his nature.
在那三年半的时间你发觉 圣洁是他给我们看见的。
And he was able to express through that body the glory of God.
他从那个身体里面能够表达神的荣耀。
There was the cross. Yes.
是的，有十字架。
And yet you find the cross to him is glory.
但是我们发觉这个十字架对他来讲是荣耀。
Because you remember the last time he went into Jerusalem.
你记得最后一次他进耶路撒冷。
Many people welcomed him.
许多人来欢迎他。
And even the Greeks wanted to see him.
就是希腊人也要来看他。
And the Lord said, the time of my glory has arrived.
主说我得荣耀的时候到了。
But it is different from our human thought.
跟我们人的想法不一样。
What he was thinking was,
他所想的是,
he was to be the grain that not only fall into the ground, but die.
他是讲到那一粒麦子不但掉了地上而且死了。
And it shall bear more fruit.
还要长结出许多的籽粒。
That was his glory.
那是他觉得的荣耀。
So here you find our Lord Jesus in that body accomplished all that God has ordained him to do.
所以这里我们看见主耶稣在那个在他的血肉的身体里面完成了所有神要交付他做的事。
But now, for these 2,000 years,
但是过来这2000年,
he was in that corporate body.
主是在那个团体的身体里。
And in that body, he wanted to fulfill all the will of God.
在那个团体的身体里面，主要成就所有神的旨意。
But he found in that body more difficult than in his personal body.
可是在这个团体的身体里面，我们主觉得还比他自己那个当初的物质的身体里面来讲。
Because even though every member of that body contains his life.
因为虽然每一个这个身体的肢体在那个身体里面都有他的生命。
His life is in our spirit.
他的生命是在我们的灵里头。
But unfortunately, we still carry with ourselves our soul and body that had been fallen.
可是我们每个人都还带着那一个魂，带着我们那个身体，这些是堕落的。
We find that ourself is still the life of our soul.
我们发觉我们自己仍旧是我们魂里面的主人。
And our body has been so long associated with our fallen soul that it still follows its step.
那我们的身体因为很长一段时间都在跟随我们那个堕落的魂。
So for his corporate body to really express himself, you find he meet many problems.
要让他这个团体的身体来表达他自己的生命，他发觉我们的主发觉他有许多的问题。
He has to do more work with us.
他需要在我们身上做更多的工作。
He has to deal with many things that are opposite to his life.
他要对付许多的事情，这些事情是与他的生命来冲突的。
Our soul needs to be saved.
我们的魂需要得救。
And by the salvation of the soul, it simply means that our self-life has to go and Christ's life has to reign.
我们魂的得救就是说我们自己的生命必须走，那基督的生命必须作王。
And our body has to be put under our spirit.
我们的身体必须放在我们的灵的底下。
Instead of above our spirit.
而不是放在我们的灵的上面。
So there are many crosses that has to work in our lives.
所以有许多的十字架要需要在我们的生活上工作。
The Lord has to spend more time and many more works in our lives.
我们的主必须花许多的时间做许多的工作在我们的生活里。
In order that this body may really grow into Christ.
好让这个身体能真正的长成 到基督里。
That make us fit to be the bride of the Lamb.
让我们适合作为羔羊的心腹。
So this is the reason why we are in the gymnasium of Christ.
这就是为什么我们是需要在基督的健身房里。
Now, if this is important for us individually,
若是这个对我们个人来说重要，
then how much more it is important for us to be together.
那当我们在一起的时候，作为他的身体，这是多么的更重要。
The cross has to work not only in our individual lives.
那十字架不但要在我们个人的生活里面做事，
it has to work in our corporate life.
它还要在我们共同一起的生活里头做事。
And oftentimes you find the cross in your corporate life is more difficult than in your individual life.
你经常会发觉，在我们团体的生活里面的那个十字架，比我们个人生活里的十字架更难。
Oftentimes we think that we have denied ourselves.
而我们常常说我们自己拒绝了自己。
And we are taking up the cross and follow the Lord.
我们是背起了自己的十字架来跟随主。
But when we are put together,
当我们在一起的时候，
we find that there is much more that need to be done.
我们发觉许多有更多的事情主需要做的。
Much more self that needs to be laid down.
我们更多的自己需要放下来。
Much more self that need to die.
我们更多自己需要死掉。
In order that Christ may really be all and in all in the body.
好让基督在身体里面实在可以是一切的一切。
So we need lots of spiritual exercises.
所以我们需要许多许多的属灵的操练。
Now when you have been going through all these,
当你经过了这些，
are you a little bit discouraged?
你有没有觉得有一点是灰心了？
Do you find that it is getting more and more difficult?
你会不会觉得越来觉得越难？
You think that if you go to the church, that you are just carried on a sedan chair and go to heaven.
你说你到了教会的话，你就会坐到一个好好的椅子上，花轿上，就到天堂了。
In the world, there were so many confusion and conflict.
在世界上有那么多的混淆，有那么多的斗争。
Now I go to church and can relax.
现在我到教会，我可以放松了。
But what did you find?
那你发现什么呢？
You find that to live together is even more difficult than to live alone.
你发觉一同居住，一同住比自己单人住难多了。
You find that even though you thought you have prepared yourself well, when you come together, you discover that you are not yet prepared.
你觉得你自己什么都准备好了，可是当你大家来在一起的时候，你发觉我什么都没准备好。
You have been bearing the cross for the Lord many years.
你为了主，你曾经背十字架许多年。
But when you come with your brothers and sisters and more crosses being formed, you find it is too much for you.
当你来到弟兄姊妹中间，你发觉需要更多的十字架，你觉得这个太难了。
And do you want to quit?
那你要不要放弃了呢？
Or will you continue on?
还是你要继续呢？
I think this is a very practical question.
我想这是一个很实际的问题。
Especially for those believers who have been saved and been in the church for many years.
尤其是多年信主在神的教会里。
After many years of conflict,
在许多许多年的这个冲突以后，
Do you feel ready to quit?
你是不是觉得我时候到了，我应该放弃？
Or are you still pressing on?
或者是你仍旧要向前？
I think this is a very important question.
我觉得这是一个很要紧的问题。
If we look around,
若是我们看四周，
Are you disappointed?
你是不是失望了？
If you look into yourself,
你若是看自己，
Do you feel disappointed?
你是不是失望了？
You may think that what God requires is too difficult.
你或者觉得神要的太难了。
How can I be perfect as God is perfect?
我怎么能够像神完全那样完全呢？
How can I love my brothers as I love myself?
我怎么样能够爱我的弟兄像爱我自己一样？
It is beyond us.
是我没有办法做到。
We have tried.
我试过。
We have been trying to bear the cross.
我试过要背十字架。
But it's too difficult.
但是太难了。
Thank God.
感谢神。
With man, it is impossible.
在人是不可能。
With God, all things are possible.
在神没有难成的事。
I think this is the lesson we have to learn.
这是我们需要学的功课。
We often find that with man, it is possible.
我们常常觉得哦，在人来说这是可能的。
And if we have that kind of concept,
就是我们这样想。
We could never be saved.
我们不会得救的。
But when we think it is impossible, we find God is possible.
当我们觉得不可能的时候，你发觉对神来讲是可能的。
And the same thing with the purpose of God.
同样的，就神的旨意来说。
If we think we can fulfill God's purpose.
我们若是觉得我们可以完成神的旨意。
Then we do not need Christ anymore.
那我就不再需要基督了。
With man, it is impossible.
但是就人来说是不可能的。
Whenever you come to the spiritual realm, man is completely impossible.
当我们来到属灵的领域，人是不可能的。
But because we are impossible, God is all possible.
但是因为我们不可能，神就是可能。
So this is a lesson that we have to learn.
这是我们需要学的功课。
Now it is a lesson of faith.
这是一个信心的功课。
Do you believe that God can do it?
你相不相信神能做？
You cannot do it.
你不能做。
You are tired of it.
你已经累了。
But can God do it?
但是神可以做。
I remember once Brother Sparks asked Brother Nee a question.
我记得有一次史伯克弟兄问尼措生弟兄一个问题。
He said, what is the most difficult prophecy to be fulfilled in the Bible?
他说圣经里面最难实现的预言是什么？
Have you thought of that?
你有没有想过？
What is the most difficult prophecy in the Bible?
在圣经里面最难的预言是什么？
Most difficult to be fulfilled.
就是最难实现的预言。
What is it?
这是什么呢？
Brother Nee answered.
尼弟兄就回答。
It is Ephesians chapter 5.
这是以弗所书第五章。
Because in Ephesians chapter 5 we are told.
因为以弗所书第五章告诉我们。
One day the Lord will present to himself a glorious church.
有一天主要给自己给他的自己一个荣耀的教会。
Without any spot or wrinkle of any such sort.
没有斑点没有皱纹等类的事。
Holy and blameless.
是完全没有斑点。
Now you find that in Ephesians 5 verse 27.
这个是在以弗所书第五章第二十七节。
That he might present the assembly to himself, glorious, having no spot or wrinkle or any of such things, but that it might be holy and blameless.
五章二十七节，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
When you think of the church today,
当你想到今天的教会，
Do you see glory there?
你看见荣耀吗？
Or do you see shame there?
还是你看见的是羞耻？
But one day, the Lord would present to himself a church glory.
但是有一天主要给自己一个教会，那个教会是荣耀的。
Having no spot or wrinkle of any such sort.
没有玷污，没有皱纹等类的病。
Spot
玷污，
Spot means the spot of flesh.
这个玷污，这个斑点呢，就是说我们肉体的斑点。
Yeah, when we are in the flesh, there is a spot there.
当我们在肉体的里面是有这个斑点的。
No spot.
但是这里没有斑点。
No wrinkle.
没有皱纹。
When you get old, aged,
当你老了，当你老了你就有皱纹。
But it is ever fresh, ever living.
但是这里是永远新鲜，永远活的。
And of any of such kind.
但没有这一类的病。
It is holy and blameless.
圣洁，没有瑕疵的。
This is the most difficult prophecy to be fulfilled in the whole Bible.
这个是在整个圣经里面最难实现的预言。
But with man it is impossible.
对人来说这是不可能的。
With God all things are possible.
但是对神来说是所有的事情都是可能的。
So we would like to go through the word of God.
所以我们要看一看神的话里头。
And to see that if this glorious church, this body of Christ,has ever been on earth a glorious church.
所以我们看这一个基督的身体，这一个基督的教会有没有在历史上曾经在世上是这个样子。
And we want to see what is its prophecy concerning the end.
那我们来看就是说这个预言关于最后是什么样的情形。
When Pentecost came on the earth,
当五旬节到地上来的时候，
this is the beginning of the church on earth.
这是教会在地上开始。
When Christ was on the earth,
当基督在世上的时候，
he said, "I will build my church."
他说我要建造我的教会。
On this rock, I will build my church.
在这个磐石上，我要建造我的教会。
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against.
阴间的门不能胜过他。
But while he was on earth, he was just preparing materials.
但是当他在世上的时候，他只是在这里准备材料。
The real building began at Pentecost.
真正的建造是从五旬节那天开始的。
Because Pentecost marked the first time.First day of church on earth.
五旬节就是教会在地上开始的第一天。
Now what do you see of this body of Christ?
那个时候这个基督的身体你看见是什么样子？
We find in chapter 2 verse 42.
就我们在第二章第四十二节就看到。
And it says, And they persevered in the teachingAnd fellowship of the apostles in breaking of bread and prayers.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通，
国民祈祷。Who were these people?
这些人是谁呢？
They were not only the 120 early believers.
他们不只是那120个早期的信徒。
We may think these were the cream.
我们说这些人一定是圣徒中间最好的。
But here you find there were 3,000 added to that body in one day.
可是你看这里在那一天里面有3,000个人加到基督的身体里。
They were babes in Christ.
他们在基督里头是婴孩。
But with these 3,120 believers.
但是这3,120个信徒。
How did they live?
他们怎么生活?
They persevered in the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
他们恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通。
They continue in that.
他们恒心。
It is not that just in one day, one hour.
他不是说只是一天或者只是一个小时。
But every day, they just continually in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
但是他们每一天都是恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通。
And what is the teaching of the apostles?
使徒的教训是什么呢?
We know there are 12 apostles.
我们知道有12个使徒。
But do you have 12 teachings?
你有没有12个不同的教训呢?
Peter has his own teaching.
彼得有他的教训。
John has his own teaching.
约翰有他的教训。
James has his own teaching.
雅各有他的教训。
All 12 has their own teaching.
每一个这12个使徒有他自己的教训。
No.
不是这样。
The Bible said the teaching in singular number.
但是这个圣经里面这个教训是单数的。
And the apostles in plural number.
这个使徒是多数的。
Even though there are 12 apostles.
虽然有12个使徒。
They had only one teaching.
他们的教训只有一个。
Because they only teach what Christ has taught.
他们只教导基督所教导的。
What they have received from the Lord.
他们从主所领受的。
They reported to us.
他们在这里向我们报告出来。
They have no teaching of their own.
他们没有自己的教训。
They just teach what Christ has taught them.
他们只教基督所教他们的。
And not only that.
不只是这样。
But the fellowship of the apostles.
而且还有使徒的交通。
And the fellowship again is singular number.
这个交通这个字也是单数的。
And the apostles again is whole number.
这个使徒是许多使徒的。
In other words, there is not the fellowship of Paul or the fellowship of Peter.
换句话说，没有说这里有保罗的交通，这里有彼得的交通。
You'll find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
你再看到哥林多前书第一章。
Some say I belong to Paul.
有的人说我是属于保罗的。
I belong to Apollo.
我是属于亚波罗的。
I belong to Cephas.
我是属于基法的。No. 不是这样。You'll
find even though there are 12 apostles, and yet the fellowship is one.
虽然有12个使徒，可是交通只有一个。And
what is that fellowship?
那个交通是什么呢?
It's the fellowship that you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9.
就是在灵前第一章第九节那个交通。
It is the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
It is the fellowship you find in 1 John chapter 1, 1 to 4.
这是我们在约翰一书第一章第一节到第四节的那个交通。
It is of the apostles' fellowship with God and Christ, and they extend that fellowship with us.
是使徒们跟神有交通，跟基督有交通，他们把这个交通来给我们。So
the fellowship is one fellowship.
所以交通是只有一个交通。Now
it is not this fellowship or that fellowship.
不是说这个交通和那个交通。Only
one fellowship.
只有一个交通。It
is the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ.
是神儿子耶稣基督的交通。And
you know, this is a wonderful fellowship.
你知道这是一个了不起的美丽的交通。Now,
what is the fellowship of God's Son Jesus Christ?
神儿子耶稣基督的交通是什么呢?
Even before time.
在时间开始以前,
before anything created.
在任何事情被创造以前,
there was a fellowship between the Father and the Son in the Spirit.
在父和子之间，在灵里面有这么一个交通。
This is called the fellowship of God's Son, Jesus Christ.
这个就是被称为神儿子耶稣基督的交通。
They share together.
他们一起共有。
They are one.
他们是一。
So sweet, so harmonious.
是这样的甜美，是这样的和谐。
There was never any argument.
从来没有争执的。
Never any struggle.
没有斗争的。
It is the fellowship of God's Son with the Father in the Spirit.
是神儿子与父亲的交通，在灵里面，圣灵里面。
It is the most exclusive fellowship in the whole universe.
是在全宇宙中间最闭关的一个交通。
If you can say they have only three members.
你可以说只有三个成员。
And these three members are one.
这个三个成员其实是一个。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
God's love is so great.
神的爱是这样大。
He wants to extend his fellowship to us.
他要把他的交通打开给我们。
We may not have the privilege of joining a special club.
我们可能没有特权来参加一个某一个俱乐部。
Because we are not qualified.
因为我们不够资格。
But thank God we have been called into that fellowship which is the highest, noblest in the whole universe.
但是我们感谢神，我们是被邀请参加了这一个交通，这个交通是最高的、最高贵的、最单纯的。
How do we join that fellowship?
我们怎么样加入那个交通呢
？How will we made a member of the club?
我们怎么算是成为那一个交通里面的成员呢
？By being born again.
只是重生了。
It is a fellowship of life.
这是一个生命里面的交通。
So we are born again into that fellowship.
所以我们重生加入了那一个交通。
Thank God he has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
我们感谢神，神在基督里已经赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So we can enjoy all the privileges of that most exclusive club.
所以我们在这里可以享受那个最关闭的那个交通里面所有的特权。
But don't forget we have our responsibilities too.
可是不要忘记我们在里头有我们的责任。
And you find in the early church.
你在早期的教会里看见。
With all these thousands of people.
你看见那么多那么几千个人。
They just continue on the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles.
他们就是恒心遵守使徒的教训和交通。
Isn't that wonderful?
这是不是美丽的事情
？And it is not a theory.
这不是一个道理。
They practice it.
他真是这样做了。
In breaking of bread and prayers.
在擘饼祈祷。
Breaking of bread is the practice of the teaching and fellowship.Of the apostles.
擘饼是使徒的教训和交通把它施行出来。
Is it not so?
不是这样吗
?In 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
在哥林多前书11章
,The apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗说
What I receive from the Lord, I pass on to you.
我从主所领受的我交给你们。
On that night, our Lord Jesus took the bread and took the cup.
那天晚上我们的主耶稣拿了饼和拿了杯
Bless it and give to us.
他祝谢了然后递给我们
And say remember me.
说记得我
Until I come.
直到我来
That's teaching.
这是教训
And where is the fellowship?
那交通呢
First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章
He said, are we not having fellowship?Communing with his blood, communing with his body.
我们不是在他的血里面和他身在他的身体里面交通吗
？Communing is fellowship.
这个联合 communion 就是交通。
So the breaking of bread is an expression of the teaching and fellowship of the apostles.
所以擘饼是一个使徒们的教训和交通实现出来。
Unfortunately, today in Christianity,
很不幸的是在基督教里头今天
breaking of bread becomes a formality, a ritual.
擘饼变成了一个形式。
But breaking of bread actually is the practice of the fellowship and the teaching of the apostles.
擘饼其实是使徒们的教训和交通实行出来。
And then you have the prayers.
然后这里有祷告。
I believe every believer must have their own personal private prayer.
我相信每一个信徒都有个人的祷告。
Because if we have no prayer, then we have no life.
因为我们若是没有祷告，我们没有生活，没有生命。
But how about corporate prayer?
可是我们大家聚在一起呢？
In the early church, they pray together.
在早期的教会的时候，他们在一起祷告。
They pray with one accord.
他们同心合意的祷告。
Not only they have their own personal prayer.
不但他们自己私下有自己的祷告。
But they come together and pray with one soul and one heart.
但是他们在一起一个魂一个心祷告。
Now that is their life.
那是他们的生活。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
today how we neglect corporate prayer.
我们今天是不是忽略了大家在一起的祷告?
On Sunday, many people came together to hear the ministry.
到主日大家在一起来听道。
But on prayer meeting, only a few attended.
但是祷会祷告聚会呢，只有少数人参加。
As if it is nothing.
好像这不重要。
I pray myself.
我自己祷告了。
Why should I pray with other brothers?
我为什么要跟别人一起祷告呢？
Dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱弟兄姊妹。
In the early church, they pray together.
在早期的教会里面，他们是在一起祷告。
The Bible says they pray with one accord.
圣经告诉我们，他们是同心合意的祷告。
And how powerful was their prayer?
那个祷告是多么的有力。
How God answered.
那主是如何的听他们的祷告
？And not only that，
不只是这样。
But you find that these believers were together。
你看见这些个信徒他们在一起。
Today God's people, in a sense, neglect being together。
今天神的百姓可以说忽略了在一起。
Maybe we have suffered too much.Together.
可能是因为我们在一起呢受苦太多了。
So, the less being together, the better.
所以少在一起呢最好。
When we are really together,
当我们真正在一起的时候
we may touch each other.
我们可能碰伤了彼此。
We may step upon each other.
我们可能踩了个人的脚。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹
here you'll find how they were together.
这里你看见他们如何在一起。
They gather together in the temple.
他们在圣殿里面聚集。
Every day.
每一天。
And they also break bread in the home.
他们在家挨家拨饼。
Now of course with them it was possible at that time.
在那个时候是可能的。
Because you remember many Jewish people coming to the feast in Jerusalem.
你说那个时候许多的犹太人到耶路撒冷来过节。
After they got saved, they didn't want to go home.
当他们得救之后，他们不愿意回家。
So they stayed in Jerusalem.
他们停留在耶路撒冷。
So those who were residents in Jerusalem had to open their homes.
那些住在耶路撒冷的人，需要把家打开。
And also had to sell their property to feed these mouths.
他们甚至于要把自己的财产卖了，好买食物来给大家吃。
But thank God.
但是感谢神
They were delivered from self-possessiveness.
他们从这种所有东西觉得是自己的这个想法里面被拯救释放出来
Self-possession is a basic instinct of human being.
自己拥有是人类的一个基本的一个instinct. 本能
You find where children are praying together.
你看孩子们在一起祷告。
And there is a toy.
对对不起，他们在一起玩。
And they pray together.
玩具，他们要一起玩。
And suddenly one child will say, "This is mine."
有一个小孩就说，哎，这个是我的。
Self-possession.
这是要自己要拥有。
This is a natural instinct.
这是一个我们自然的本能。
But they were so delivered from natural instinct.
但是这些人他们从这些个自己本能里面被释放出来。
They share together.
他们凡物共用。
Willingly and gladly.
他们喜悦的愿意的。
And they met together.
他们在一起聚集。
How could thousands of people meet together?
怎么可能是 好几千人在一起聚会呢。
They haven't built a big building yet.
他们那时候还没有一个大的地方。
Well, they went to Solomon's porch.
但他们是来到所罗门的廊前。
And they used every opportunity to be together.
他们用每一个可能的机会来聚集。
To hear the word of God.
来听神的话。
To encourage one another.
来彼此鼓励。
And when they eat their food, they eat with thanksgiving and gladness.
他们在一起吃饭的时候带着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
That is body life.
这是身体生活。
And if you go to chapter 4 of Acts.
你若是来到使徒行传第四章。
You'll find the same thing.
你看见同样的事情。
Their heart and soul were one.
他们的心他们的魂都是一体的。
And no wonder. The gospel spread.
难怪这个福音就这么传出去了。
So we do find that in the early church, they did show us a glorious church, a body life that really was glorious.
所以我们看在早期的教会里面，他们的确给我们看见有一个基督身体的实际在那里成为荣耀。
Then if you turn to Revelation.
那你然后我们来看启示录。
And you find in Revelation chapters 2 and 3.
启示录第二章和第三章。
And there you find the seven churches in Asia.
那里我们看见亚细亚的七个教会。
Now these seven churches were actual local churches in Asia Minor.
所以这个七个教会是那个时候在亚细亚的。的确是有七个在各地方的七个不同地方的教会。
And among the seven churches,
在七个教会的当中
，You know that was at the end of the first century.
是在第一世纪的末了。
After the church began, it has been almost 50-60 years.
就是对于这从那这些教会开始到现在为止，已经有50-60年了。
It now came to the 90s in the first century.
在第一世纪的90年代。
And what did you find there?
那你看见了什么呢？
Now, of course, you find that the seven churches, the situation of the seven churches.
那当然你在这里看见那个七个教会的光景。
Five of them, the Lord had to call them to repent.
五个教会主需要呼召他们悔改。
One of them was without blame.
有一个是没有瑕疵的，没有责备的。
But one was praised by the Lord.
可是有一个是主所称赞的。
The church in Philadelphia.
腓拉铁菲的教会。
Why were they praised by the Lord?
为什么腓拉铁菲的教会主要称赞呢？
Because they really had a body life.
因为他们真正是有一个身体的生活。
Philadelphia means brotherly love.
腓拉铁菲的意思是弟兄相爱。
They really love one another.
他们的确彼此相爱。
And they had a little power.
他们有一点点的力量。
My, today we want great power.
我们今天要好大的力量。
We think if you have great power, then you are successful.
你今天说若是有个好大的力量，那我就是成功的。
But we forget to ask what power.
那我们忘了问这个问题，就是什么能力。
Is it the power of God?Or is it other powers?
是神的能力呢，还是别的能力呢？
Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God.
不是靠能力，不是靠才能，乃是靠神的灵方能成事。
These are the days of small things.
现在是小事的日子。
Do not despise the days of small things.
不要小看小事的日子。
So long as it is of God.
只要他是从神来的
，They have a little power.
他们只有一点点的力量
，Not human power.
不是人的力量
，But the power of God.
但是神的力量。
And they do not deny His name.
他们不拒绝他的名。
They do not deny the name of the Lord Jesus.
他们没有拒绝耶稣基督的名。
In other words,
换句话说
，They consider the name of the Lord Jesus as sufficient.
他们看。耶稣基督的名就够了。
Why should we be called by other names?
为什么我们要用别的名字呢？
If we have been called by the name of our Lord Jesus.
若是我们有耶稣基督的名是我们的名字。
His name is sufficient for us.
他的名字够了。
And they depart not for his promised word.
他没有离开他的话。
So here you find there is a body that really have a body like.
这里我们看见一群人，他们实在是有身体的生活。
Now these are histories.
这只是历史。
Now history tells us it is possible.
历史告诉我们这是可能的。
So take heart of it.
所以我们抓到这个事情。
And then you find in Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
那你就然后来到21和22章。
Now this is still prophecy.
这个是预言。
But God has already told us beforehand.
但是神已经告诉我们了。
The day will come.
有一天日子来了。
When you Jerusalem will descend from heaven.
新耶路撒冷要从天而降。
And it is all glorious.
完全是荣耀的。
Because it is all of God. None of man.
因为全部都是属于神的，没有属于人的。
It is a city.
是一个城。
A unit.
是一个
单位。
是一个单位。
People dwell together in unity.
是人都在一起同心合意。
Only one street.
只有一条街。
Fellowship.
是交通。
Is our transparent gold.
是透明的金子。
Now, can we have fellowship with such transparency?
我们可不可以彼此交通是这么样的透明呢？
Only one river.
只有一条河。
It goes through the whole city.
城里面就是一条河。
The river of life.
是生命的河。
The tree of life, only one tree.
就是生命的树，树只有一个树。
One throne.
是一个
throne.
一个宝座。
The throne of God and of the Lamb.
是神和羔羊的宝座。
One temple.
只有一个殿。
God is the temple.
神自己就是那个殿。
One light.
一个光。
God is the light.
神是光。
And we are all his servants.
我们都是他的仆人。
Serving him eternally.
永远侍奉他。
Now that body life has its fullness.
那个是身体生活到丰满的时候。
So seeing these things,
就当我们看见这些事。
I hope brothers and sisters we are encouraged.
我盼望弟兄姊妹我们得到鼓励。
But finally,
最后
how can God accomplish these things?
神如何来成就这些事呢？
We say with man it is impossible.
我们说人不可能。
But with God, all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
But God has his way of doing things.
但是神做事有他的路。
And this is made possible through the principle of overcomers.
神能够把这些事情做成是借助得胜者的原则。
The last call to the church.Is the call of overcomers.
最后一个对教会的呼召是呼召做得胜者。
He that overcomes.
那得胜者。
The overcomers are not super Christians.
得胜者不是那些超然的基督徒。
Overcomers are normal Christians.In an abnormal church.
得胜者是在在一个不正常的教会里面是正常的基督徒。
He is or she is an overcomer.
他男的他或者是女的他他就是一个得胜者。
Whatever God has revealed.
无论神启示了什么。
By grace God, by the grace of God,You follow.
靠着神的恩典你跟上。
When everywhere you find decay.
你在各地你看见堕落。
And you do not follow the current.
你不随流失去。
But your heart is towards God.
但是你的心是向着神。
You obey whatever God has shown you.
无论神向你让你看见什么。
Then you,
你跟从。
Then you are an overcomer.
然后你就是一个得胜者。
And these overcomers do not overcome just for themselves.
这些个得胜者不为自己得胜。
They overcome for the church.
他们为了教会得胜。
They stand for the church, the testimony of Jesus.
他们为了教会的缘故作为耶稣基督的见证。
And these overcomers will be the first fruits.
这些得胜者是要做初熟的果子。
And the first fruits will guarantee the harvest.
初熟的果子来了就知道收成要来了。
So this is the way of God's fulfilling His word.
这是神如何来完成他所要的。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
do not be discouraged by what you see.
不要为了你看见的事情灰心。
Do not be discouraged even with yourself.
也不要为你自己灰心。
Look off unto Jesus.
抬头看耶稣。
The author and finisher of faith.
是为我们信心创始成功的。
Learn to be faithful to the Lord.
学着对主忠心。
And God will do the work.
神就会做他的事。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, as we come to Thee,
主啊，我们来到你面前。
We do realize that with us nothing is possible.
我们实在知道，对我们什么事都不可能。
But with Thee, all things are possible.
但是对于你，就你来说，什么事都可能。
We thank God for showing us Thy way.
我们感谢神，你把你的路指示给我们。
That we may be faithful to what Thou has revealed to us.
好让我们对于你所向我们启示的忠心。
We praise and thank Thee because Thy purpose will be fulfilled.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你，因为你的目的到时候会实现。
And it is all by grace.
全部都靠恩典。
We ask in Thy precious name.
Yeah, 靠你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.